You're dreaming, aren't you? How else could I be here, spooned up to you in your bed, naked, six stories up from the street, behind those locked doors and closed windows? I must be a dream. Except, your dreams are never this detailed. At least, not yet. You can feel the bed shift and the sheets tug at you as I cuddle closer. You can feel the heat of my body, the tickle of my breath against your ear. Sweetheart, you're not dreaming. I'm right here. Ooh, I felt your heart lurch. You should be leaping out of bed, screaming, going for your phone, or the door, or the baseball bat you keep under your bed. But you're not. You can't move. Can you? It's called sleep paralysis. It keeps your body still while you dream, anchored down while your mind flies and frolics and fucks. The human body is a marvel of contradictions. All that imaginative freedom for the price of utter restraint. And as long as I keep you here, on the edge between sleep and waking, between dream and reality, you can't get away. You're stuck. Stuck. In times past, the paralysis was attributed to terrible creatures, night hags and succubi. Demons and dream lovers, creatures like me. It's a good thing science has banished us, isn't it? How terrifying would it be to have something warm and wet and aware whispering into your ear? You shouldn't really be surprised. You did ask me to come. Remember the party? The wine and the giggles? Your friend pulling out the Ouija board? Did you think that invoking the spirits was a game, a silly fantasy? All fantasies have consequences, love. Oh, you're trying to escape back into your dreams. You'll find no refuge there, love. Your dreams will only try to justify what your body is experiencing. Like this. You can't move. But that doesn't mean I can't reposition you. So, if I roll you on your back, raise your arms above your head, cross your legs at the ankles, what does the dream do? How does it interpret your immobility? Ah, ropes. I can see them. Yes, I can see into your dreams. In fact, I can do more than that. I can influence them, inhabit them. Dreams are my feeding ground, love, and we're going to find the perfect one, the two of us together. The one we'll return to night after night after night, while you're stretched out like this, trapped by your own body, hot and wanting and helpless. You'll spend your days knowing it's coming. The same dream, the same trap, unchanging, unalterable, inescapable, with me cuddled up next to you, experiencing every moment, and every night I'll steal a little more of your heat, soak up a little more of your joy, own another sliver of your soul. But how will we know the dream is perfect? It'll be the one that makes you come, of course. You don't believe any of this, do you? A rational person like you? So let me prove it. Watch me. Watch as I loop those dream ropes more firmly around your wrists. Double them up around your ankles. Pull them tight and taut. Bind you to this bed. Ooh. Oh, look at your chest, your nipples suddenly hard. Are the ropes turning you on, love? I can see the muscles in your arms twitch, your legs quiver. Look at you inside the dream struggling so. Are those moans of fear or arousal? In our coming nights together, there won't be any difference. But ropes are so ordinary. And you're a special one, my special pet. Ropes can be untied, cut loose. So what if, instead of ropes, you were bound with manacles? Iron manacles, I think. That has a lovely medieval sound. Iron manacles locked into place. Oh, you like that, don't you? You like the way they clamp around you. Can you hear their chains chime as you writhe inside your dream? As your bed transforms into a wooden table and the room around you fills with, torture equipment. You have such a wonderful imagination. I make a tiny suggestion and your mind fills in all the hard, rusty details. Naughty slut, you're going to make this so easy for me. Still, the manacles only explain why you can't move your arms and legs. The rest of you is paralyzed, too. This dream isn't perfect yet. And it must be perfect, pet. You deserve it. I demand it. Oh, what was that? As I whispered in your ear, you whimpered, and the dream changed. There was just a flash of something green. The smell of black soil and wet leaves. Let me lean over you again then. Ah, there. When the tips of my hair brushed your cheek, the dream changed to a forest. Great ancient trees blocking out the moon, roots biting deep in the dark earth, the trunks pitted with hollows like screaming mouths, and the branches draped in spider webs. Oh, you marvelous kinky thing. Is that how your mind justified the touch of my hair? As spider webs? How perfectly poetic. Let me just move to the end of the bed. Trail my hair lightly across your feet. Do you feel it? The soft, sticky strands binding your feet together. Now your ankles. Wrapping your shins and knees, cocooning your smooth, quivering thighs. It's so tight, so sticky. How can you ever escape? Oh, I see the webbing. Isn't the only thing that's sticky. Look down. Look at all the little beads of moisture forming there. Let me brush my hair across those beads. Soak the tips. Run them over your hips and belly. In your dream, you're encased in sweet, sticky silk, your feet and legs stuck, your arms reaching helplessly, your nipples. Oh, your nipples. I brush my hair over them, painting them with dream silk, tangling them. Snaring your shoulders now, wrapping your throat, your chin, your lips. Oh, you can't scream now, can you? Can't move at all. Your body is all spun up tight in these gooey webs while you squirm and struggle on a bed of moss at the base of these ancient trees, while things chitter and scratch in the darkness beyond. Is this it? Is this your perfect dream? Is this what waits for you night after night? Are you going to come? You're close. You're glistening. Tingling. Did you need a little help? A little push? Then let me take a taste. A lick. A flick. Did you like that? the touch of my tongue. Is that what's missing from this dream? Oh, fickle child. The dream forest is changing, becoming more of a jungle. The webs on the trees are twisting into vines, and the strands binding you, they're thickening and knotting into something, muscular, hardening into scales. A serpent, how metaphorical, and impressive, the way it coils tight, tight around you, doubling up and over itself, knotting about your body in oppressive meat, its tongue rasping between your legs like this. Oh, how hard you're struggling inside our dream. But here on your bed, the only thing moving is the sweep of my tongue as I lap up your slow, sticky sap. Does that feel good, love? My tongue lathering you up, broad and wet, oiling you with my saliva until I flick you with the very tip. Is this your perfect dream? Wrapped, trapped, squeezed, your breath coming in gasps as the serpent's coils constrict and my serpent's tongue stabs and jabs and dances. Is this how you want to spend every night of every year to come? Endlessly crushed and suffocated by the dry clutch of one set of muscles? Endlessly licked and lapped by the wash of another? Squeezed and teased? Or can you do better? Oh, that's my pet, my special child. You're changing the dream without my help. You've learned. Where will we go now? Some filthy examination room with gripping rubber sheets? Some ancient temple with bandages to mummify you? Why are we back in your bedroom? Your merging dream and reality. Why? What's here among your damp sheets that will make you come? Oh, the sheets are moving, growing sleek and slick, humping together into... Oh, slut. Tentacles, glistening white tentacles. Oh, look how they coil about you, wet with your own juices, binding your legs and hips, and keeping your arms stretched helplessly above you, caressing your nipples, encircling your throat, sliding up between your thighs and probing, pushing inside, oh, covering your mouth so you can't scream, though would it be a scream of pleasure or terror? Oh, love, this must be it. This must be your perfect dream. Paralysis given shape and meaning. Come. Come now. Lock it in a place for all the nights before us. Oh, what will make you come? What will... Wait. Let go of my feet. One of your tentacles has wrapped around my feet. My ankles. They're clutching at my arms, my thighs. No. Let me go. They're swarming me on my tits, around my hips. Stop. I can't get free. I can't get off this bed. You're doing this. You. They're all over me. They're covering me. So tight and wet. I can't move. No. Don't. Oh, you bitch. They're inside me. Inside me. In my cunt. Pushing into my ass. More than one. Fuck. I'm gonna come. They're gonna make me come. Oh, that's it. That's it, isn't it? This is what you need to push you over the edge. You want to see me squirm and struggle and... Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. You want to watch me come. Your perfect dream is my nightmare. Don't come. Don't come. If you come, you lock us into this dream. Night after night after night. No, get that tentacle away from my mouth. Listen to me. Listen. We'll both be trapped, wrapped, helpless. Get away from my mouth. Every time you dream, this is what will happen. Don't come. Don't come. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Oh, I'm gonna come. I can't stop. I'm gonna come. They're gonna make me come. But you, please, don't come. Don't come. Don't do this to me. Please, don't. No, no. Oh, you wicked, wicked child. I never should have answered your summons. What have you done to me? What? You're waking up? The paralysis is fading, but I'm still trapped. Help me. Help! I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm still stuck. Don't leave me. Don't leave me like this. Let me go. Let me go. What? What are you saying? Sweet dreams? You fucking...